Now he moves on, and I'm going to go on into the sixth chapter here. He says in verse 1, there is an evil which I've seen under the sun, and it's common among men, a man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth. Yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it's an evil disease. A friend of mine years ago told me that he saw John D. Rockefeller Sr. down in Florida sitting, eating his meal. And he said he saw a poor man. In fact, the man was a waiter, but he was eating way over at the side. That poor man, the waiter, who had access to the food, had a big steak before him. And he says Rockefeller had a few little crumbs, actually. He said, just little health food before him. And there's the man that could pay for it, and the other man couldn't. What a difference there was in the two. Better to have a good appetite than a big bank account, by the way. Now he says, if a man beget 100 children, live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that untimely birth is better than he. Now he says something else here. The rich man actually can eat only 3 meals a day. He can sleep only on one bed at a time, and he cannot live longer than the poor man. I don't care how many doctors he has. The rich man's life is but a shadow. There is no pocket in his shroud. Job, a rich man, said that he came here with nothing, and he was going out the same way. And some spend their lives in this kind of an emptiness, and actually riches can become a barrier. Now, that's what he's discussing in this chapter here.